I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Scientists have discovered that tumor cells release small pieces of their DNA into the bloodstream. A blood test is now being used for some patients with certain types of cancer to detect the recurrence of cancer. Dr. Gerard Silvestri is here to talk about this circulating tumor DNA blood test. Dr. Silvestri is the Hillenbrand Professor of Thoracic Oncology and a lung cancer pulmonologist at Hollings Cancer Center at MUSC. Dr. Silvestri, tell us about this circulating tumor DNA blood test and when this type of test might be helpful for a cancer patient.
There are really three types of patients who might be eligible for getting a, quote, liquid biopsy or circulating tumor cells. One is at the time of diagnosis, where we could look at specific pathways for their tumor and find drugs that can be targeted. The second is to see if the cancer's recurred. And so down the line, to use the liquid biopsy to see when a cancer's recurred and what the prognosis might be if the cancer's recurred. And then the third might be even for screening for cancer, to look for cancer even before it's detected radiographically or very early in the course of the disease. So there are more than one reason to have these so-called liquid biopsies or circulating tumor cells that we can look at to see if a patient is eligible for what we're calling personalized treatment of their cancer.
How might you use this blood test in your practice?
I take care of patients with lung cancer, and one of the things that we do is both biopsy the tumor right at the beginning of their disease, but also now we're checking liquid biopsies, and those liquid biopsies are looking at shedded tumor cells to look at the makeup of those cells to see if they have a pathway that we could interrupt, so-called personalized therapy. Would they be eligible for a cancer drug that targets that specific mutation of that patient's cancer?
But in your practice, you're finding that this actual blood test can help you determine the best course of treatment for that particular patient in some cases?
No question. For patients with advanced lung cancer, we are looking for biomarker mutations in the bloodstream and also in the tissue biopsy itself that can help predict what type of treatment a patient should and can get. And now it's being recommended as part of our guidelines to make sure that we're looking for mutations in people's tumors who have advanced cancer. And the more we discover about different mutations, it's our hope that in 100% of patients, we could find some alteration that we could treat.
And is this type of circulating tumor DNA blood test for everybody, for every cancer patient?
Every cancer is different. Every stage of every cancer is different. And the knowledge we have about circulating DNA for risk of recurrence of cancer or for understanding more about what treatment options there are for patients is different. And so patients really need to speak with their medical oncologist should they have cancer about the use of these circulating tumor cells or for mutational analysis of their tumor to receive personalized care. Much more research is needed before this is incorporated into every stage of every cancer. But we're on our way.
Dr. Silvestri, thanks for providing this information about this type of blood test.
You're very welcome, and thanks for having me on.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.